Nikki and Danilo. Visit mantraforum.com.au to win free fuel.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and Danilo for your Friday, although Nikki's not here. But that is the name of the show, so I'm contractually obliged to call it that. Danilo looking after it today.
Nikki and Danilo's three things you need to know.
All right, let's get through it. Tomorrow, just giving you a heads up here, tomorrow is officially Chocolate and Coffee Day for Religious Harmony. Now, I don't know if you need an excuse to get amongst a combination of coffee and chocolate, but sounds like a good one to me. It's a good chance to break down barriers, as they say. That's the whole point of Chocolate and Coffee Day. So do some old-fashioned chatting with someone over a brew and some of the good stuff. Kids Australia Post reminders, today is the last day to post Santa a letter if you want to get a reply. All right, today's the cutoff for Australia Post. I mean, you can still send him letters, but if you want a reply, get it in the mail today. Meantime, the Rockingham Christmas Lights Festival is on tomorrow. The inaugural parade kicks off at 5.30. Squinty will be broadcasting on the couch from 4 from the Flinders Lane car park. If you want details about that, coastlive.com.au. Where is the second cricket test against India happening?
I don't know.
What does the C in KFC stand for?
Chicken.
What company makes an iPhone?
Apple.
And no idea where the second cricket test is happening? Have a stab.
No. I have a guess, Pakistan.
It's a little closer to home, unfortunately. It's in Perth.
Oh, nothing.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
All right, let's dig in for a Friday. US Weekly, the magazine, has confirmed that Hailee Steinfeld and Niall Horan broke up months ago, apparently. Source says they still have, as they often do, a lot of love for each other, but didn't have time for a relationship. The pair were first linked romantically when, back in January, they attended Hamilton together. Taylor Swift has apparently secretly used facial recognition software at her May 18 Rose Bowl concert to identify any of her known stalkers. Fans at the concert had no idea their faces were being scanned, but I think that's a kind of technology that fans will have to get used to. And in more Taylor Swift news, she celebrated her birthday, turning 29, by announcing a Netflix concert based around her Reputation Stadium tour. On Instagram, she said, "I'm really excited we'll have this memento of the memories we all made together this year."
Without your past, you could never have arrived here.
Are you ready for it?
So you guys, want to talk to you about something. I love you guys so, 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 so much.
It premieres on Netflix 12:01 US times, obviously, December 31. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's personal secretary has announced she's leaving just weeks after another aide suddenly resigned amid rumours that Markle is difficult to work for. Samantha Cohen will leave her position after the couple welcomes their child next spring. The 50-year-old has spent 17 years working for the royal family and is one of the Queen's most trusted aides. One of her roles was training Markle in royal etiquette. And Miley Cyrus says she calls Liam Hemsworth her survival partner rather than fiancé after his actions surrounding the fire that burned down their Malibu home.
I call him my survival partner now. And right. He thinks it's not romantic, but I learned that it is. That is why you pair up with someone, is for survival. And he was so incredible. He got all the animals out in his truck. He put 2 pigs in crates, which I tell you is so hard.
He did that himself?
Yes. I said, "How did you get them out?" And he said, "The only thing I could do was get a really powerful hose and spray them in the..." So he just chased the pigs into a crate.
And he saved their life.
Which was genius.
I suppose there are worse nicknames. Miley Cyrus there talking to US Radio's Howard Stern.
It's a very, very
weird world.
If you're planning on starting a business as a psychic, you're okay in WA, but did you know fortune-telling is illegal in the Territory in South Australia? The SA law has a $10,000 fine or the risk of 2 years in jail, but I'm not sure the last time anyone was charged for it. But other unusual Aussie laws include a $200 fine that applies in the Northern Territory to people who play musical instruments so as to annoy... Wow. kids included there. It turns out mooning, or the old-fashioned brown eye, is an offence Australia-wide, apparently, as is tackling pigeons, at least in South Australia and Victoria, where fines still apply from back in the days when pigeons carried messages. So I'm guessing if you've got a desire to chase birds while you play the harmonica badly and channel the dead, minus pants, I'd probably seek professional help.